Hi, I'm Andrew, an entrepreneur and a computer science student.
Hi, I'm Ravine, a psychology major student.
And you're now listening to the Ink Thoughts podcast, where we ponder and talk about incongruous thoughts ranging from our daily life to the human mind.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Ink Thoughts podcast. Hopefully your past week has been great. Yeah. So today I'm going to talk about assertiveness. I've been one of the nicest person for as long as I remember, and I guess people around me probably will agree with me. Well, I don't mind being a nice person, and to be fair, I actually enjoy being one because it aligns with my value as a person, and I feel comfortable being one too. And in my line of work, oh yeah, for people who are here for the first time, I'm currently working as a healthcare assistant in a child and adolescent psychiatric hospital. And so for my work, especially at the very beginning, when I first approach the patients, I'll usually be very friendly to them genuinely. Of course, I'm here to support them, and I totally understand that. To make someone comfortable in opening up to you and request for support that are needed during difficult times, they need to be able to trust you at the first place. Building rapport takes time, and being friendly and nice to them is usually the first thing I'll do, and I guess that's probably one of the easiest way to start. Yeah. However, we humans interact with each other differently, and under different circumstances, we act differently as well. For them, it might be difficult at times due to their mental health conditions. And an interesting thing that my colleagues warned me when I first started working was that be cautious of what the patient said. I was quite curious at times, as in, yeah, why do I have to do that? Why I can't just trust whatever they say? So I was a bit surprised at the beginning, because in my fantasy imagination, I thought we were here to provide support as much as possible, and we're building a very supportive, therapeutic relationship here as well. Well, yes, we are, but don't get me wrong, but it's the fact that they are teenagers, and they know how to be manipulative sometimes and pushing boundaries to get what they want. And of course, most of them, they are not there voluntarily as well, and that builds up why. And sometimes they might just use vague phrases like, they let me do this or that yesterday, but when you ask them who are the they won't tell you, because that's probably none. So what we do is that we check with the nurse in charge every time when the patients requested something that we're unsure about. And most of the time, they still continue pushing boundaries, as in, like, why do you have to ask them? Why do you need to ask something like this? Or start showing their anger towards you using very hostile languages. It could be a very uncomfortable experience, and sometimes I might just feel hurtful, not only for myself, but also for my colleagues as well. As in, we've done this much for you as part of our duty of care, but you're treating us this way. But slowly, I've learned that being nice doesn't mean you don't have boundaries. Having boundaries are important. And how do you ensure that the boundaries are in place? Be assertive. What does being assertive mean? Assertiveness is an open communication style. It sits in between the spectrum of passive and aggressive communication style. Basically, if you're being assertive, you're not violating both your own needs and others' needs. First of all, why being unassertive is a problem? It's mainly because it often leads us to low self-esteem, because we hold unhelpful beliefs about ourselves, people around us, and the world. If we're being assertive, we'll be able to handle and express ourselves openly instead of concealing them, which at the end of the day might explode if there's just too much of them exceeding your threshold. Then, how do we become assertive? Practice to be comfortable in saying no, which is also where we set boundaries. For instance, now that when the patients on ward request something which the team and I don't think it's a good idea to do so, I can confidently say no to them. I'm no longer worried that what if they dislike me? Even if they're shouting at me or saying something rude to me, I could remain clear of the boundaries. I know that I'm getting paid here to take care of them and to ensure their safety. I'm not here for them to like me. And most importantly, I understand that the language that I'm using in breaking the news to them is way more important. And the way we speak is another way to practice assertiveness as well. If we speak calmly without rushing and use a confident tone and maintaining good eye contact, we'll be able to convey a strong message to someone. I noticed that I've changed the way I interact with the patients on ward. If I have something to say, I don't go too soft. I know unconsciously when we want to be nice, we tend to be softer while we speak. However, I knew that I'm kind of person that I'm a bit overly soft in things like this, and since I've noticed that, I practice to change the way I speak and act. When we're speaking, the body language that we are using might play a role too. For instance, maintaining an open gestures convey that you're not being passive and you're being more assertive as well. And another thing that I noticed some of us might do is we apologize a bit too much. For instance, when we're requesting for something that we want or need because we're worried that it might cause troubles to others, we apologize even before the person in front of us say anything at all. Don't apologize when we don't need to. We could use other words or phrases to convey what we want instead. I remember there were a period of time when I need to do certain physical observations, checks with the patients. I'll start with, sorry for disturbing you when I'm approaching them. But actually, that doesn't make sense because I'll have to do it anyway and it's for their good as well. And they are well aware that they will be checked. I could replace them with more positive languages like, hiya, what are you doing? And continue with a bit of simple and more positive conversation instead of apologizing. Also, one important thing of being assertive is that we're able to stand for ourselves and request for things that we need or want. In the past, I'm a very timid girl where I don't even dare to request for things that I want. There might be a lot of, you know, desire in my mind, but I never dare to voice them out. And after all these years, and especially during these few years, I guess I've kind of grown up and understand that if I don't request for things that I want myself, I'm never gonna get it. And after learning that I could utilize positive and assertive language and communicating what I need to someone who has more power over me, I'm no longer afraid in doing so. Oppositely, I could go up to my managers and request for the things that I need. I knew that if I don't give it a try, I'm never gonna get it at all. And guess what? Usually it's not that hard to do. If you're struggling with this too, try giving it a try. You'll be amazed by the outcome. And after a few more practices, trust me, you'll be able to do it naturally and confidently. Well, it definitely takes time to practice how to be more assertive, but take it a step at a time. You could probably start with being aware of the languages that you use, and when you're conveying some messages, what does your body language show? Yeah, so I guess that's it from me today talking about assertiveness. Feel free to share with me what your thoughts are about being assertive, and are you someone that are assertive as well? Yeah, I guess that's it from me today. Hope you guys will have a great weekend, and I'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, do share with your friends and family and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast. If you're not using an Apple device, you can leave a review on the Apple Podcast website with the link in the show notes. If you have any feedback or thoughts which you hope that we'll discuss in the future, feel free to email them to us at hello@ingthoughts.com, or alternatively, you can send us a private message on our Facebook, Instagram or Twitter with the username of ingthoughtspod. Thanks again, and see you all next week. Bye-bye.